Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and this is Victoria with 8-Figure Business Coach. Thank you so much for joining us. This is episode 3, 64 season. So, how are you doing today? Are you looking forward to being able to work from anywhere? That's a great feeling. Today's episode, I'm going to actually talk about working from anywhere and how you achieve that. I like to show business owners ways to be creative, to work from anywhere in the world with doing online businesses, being successful at it, and showing you key areas and elements to be able to achieve that. So today we're going to actually talk about some of the ways that I've been able to have a traditional business, which was a facilities business. And even though I was able to make a nice amount of money, I didn't have the freedom that I wanted. So in today's episode, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. So let's make sure we get started. Working from anywhere is something that most people enjoy, and they're unable to do that because of traditional businesses require them to actually be present. And I always say, what's the point of having a business if you don't have the freedom? Freedom is the point of having a business for me. So when I've spoken to a lot of people on why they're in business, their why is freedom. And because they have to work so many hours to maintain a high revenue, a lot of times people get burnt out. They end up thinking, why did I quit my job? It's just like my job or even worse, because now I have to make sure that everything is covered. There's so many moving parts. That's exactly what I felt until 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I decided to open an actual online business. My first business was a subscription model business where I actually had individuals that were interested in my content go online and receive the content in my Inner Circle subscription once a month. It was one of the best business ideas I ever had. Why? Because it allowed me to work from anywhere, and I was really able to help others create the kind of business that they wanted. What was my content? My content was pretty much telling people things that they normally didn't have the time to research when it came to a business, ideas on how to find the best place to do e-commerce, different ideas on what to own and how to have a subscription business, what to have on your subscription business, and what kind of content. So if you're really good at something but you don't have the time to research it when it comes to a business, that could be your passion, but you don't have the time to do the research, that's where a content subscription business would come in handy. Now, some of the pros of a content subscription business is just that. You download the information. It's automated. It's something that you can make sure you add on a regular basis. You could do it once a week. You don't have to update it more often than that. But, of course, you want to make sure that you give your site members and your community, your tribe, something that makes them want to go back to that particular subscription business model as often as possible because the content is outstanding. So I would add something once a week to my subscription model that I wanted my subscription and my site members to feel as if they were getting something to make it worth their money on a monthly basis. That's the one thing that you really want to make sure when you have a subscription business model online, which is one of my favorite when it comes to being able to scale a business, is having a subscription model. And a lot of it's done like with software. You'll see an SaaS, and that's one of the subscription models, business models when it comes to software. And it works really, really well. Normally, you're going to have it where the members could have a free or a premium, or it could be a limited time amount where they are able to get access to subscription information once a month, and then after the month they have to pay. However you decide to set it up, the most important thing to remember about a subscription business model is to add things to it. Don't just let it sit there and be dormant. That gets boring. So add something to your subscription business model on a regular basis so that others will want to follow and add comments, keep it active, and pay that monthly amount. I also suggest that you make sure that you have their card online, so you're able to access the funds at the same time instead of having to wait for them to pull the trigger when it comes to providing the money. Another great business to have that I truly enjoy is an online course. Love online courses. I have an actual workshop, Million Dollar Entrepreneur Workshop, and it's fantastic. It's online. I'm able to do a video conference with the course, and we all have a really great time. I'm in the position to talk to them on a regular basis, and it's like I'm doing consulting online, and then I ask them what they're in need of. They supply that information, and I update it on a regular basis. They can download videos, PDF files, and I do live events, and then there are those that I actually record, and they still get the benefit of working with me by doing my video courses. I use Teachable, which is one of my favorite platforms, and it is phenomenal. Teachable is a really easy platform to get up and get started. So if you have a passion for an online course, this is one of the best ways to be able to do that, and that is one of my favorite when it comes to teaching online. I've also had an e-commerce business, and e-commerce is a great start to having an online business. It's the same as an online store. Depending on what your passion is, you can also look at Google Trends to look and see what's trending, see what the latest fashions are, what's selling the hot items for females. It could be anywhere from eyelashes to makeup to men. It could be socks, ties. But you get, when you go on Google Trends, you get a chance to see what's really going on and what items are really selling. I like to make sure I do that so that I'm in the know of what's really working. So I've had the fortune of being able to work anywhere in the world with those three types of businesses: subscription, commerce, and an online course. I love what I do. I love coaching and teaching, and I'm able to do that with those type of businesses. And although I've had a traditional business where I've had lots of employees, I still get a chance to employ other people in addition to myself. But I like to call it a business of one because I do have the ability and the flexibility to bring in different talent and not have regular traditional employees. So if you're looking to start something online, which is what I teach and coach, those three areas are a great starting place: e-commerce, online business course, or a subscription business model. Those are three that I would suggest. And next episode, we're going to get into a little bit more detail on each one of those. We'll start with the subscription business model, which that was my first one that I opened online back in 2012. And I was able to create and launch my subscription service, and I was able to have a launch of, at first it was $500, and then it went to $5,000, and then I was able to do a initial launch of $10,000, and then it finally reached $25,000. So there is a lot of profit and freedom in subscription automated businesses. So make sure you follow me on Twitter at 8-Figure Business Coach, on LinkedIn, and on Facebook at 8-Figure Business Coach Victoria. And this is 8-Figure Business Coach. We love your comments and what you would like to hear the most, what things you would like to have discussed. We do our podcast weekly, and we're always looking for someone to call in. So the next time, please be a guest call in at 929-447-4183. That's 929-477-4183. Repeat, 929-477-4183. Next week, we will talk about the subscription business model and how you can start, create, and launch that and work from anywhere in the world. Until next time, take care.